This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Here's a clip from a video of an audience singing along to the Rocky Horror Picture Show in Barcelona, Spain. There are loads of similar videos posted on YouTube from theaters around the world of a ritual that's been going on for nearly 40 years. It's hard to imagine such a phenomenon taking off now when people stay at home and watch on-demand movies on their big screen TVs while enjoying their own drinks and snacks. Well, some cinemas and theaters are trying to lure audiences back with other sing-along and quote-along movie opportunities. Shelley Hudson is executive director of Red River Theaters in Concord. They have been experimenting with the audience participation format with Dirty Dancing, Goonies, and other titles coming up. Shelley, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
So do you remember your first participatory movie?
I would have to say, you know, I'm a huge Princess Bride fan. So, you know, that film is a natural quote-along. So sitting in the living room, doing that with your family was always a good time. You know, anytime you go to see one of those cult classics like Star Wars or anything like that, there is a certain amount of participation that happens. And those are always wonderful experiences.
Now you are programming these live movie events, these sing-alongs, these quote-alongs. What was the first?
The first one for us, well, Rocky Horror was the kind of the kickoff for us. We've been doing that since we opened, and they're all part of this series of events called Movie Magic Events. So Rocky Horror was officially our first one. And since then, we've been doing a wide range. You know, every year we do a Sound of Music sing-along, and we do a Grease sing-along, and we just piloted a sing-along to Across the Universe, which was amazing. It was a sold-out event. We didn't expect that. It's just a little bit different. It's not quite as straightforward.
Right, and it's not an old film. You know,
no,
it's
not at all.
Julie Taymor's film of Beatles soundtrack, but not exactly Beatles.
Exactly. There's kind of like a mashup going on there. So, but the audience really responded to that, and the age range in the audience was amazing. People that could remember being in that environment and feeling that music for the first time, all the way to very young people who are familiar with Julie Taymor and her style. So it was a really cool night.
Okay, so the sing-along, I can understand. You have, you know, words on the screen, bouncing ball, et cetera. What do you do with a quote-along?
It's similar in that everyone is encouraged to be a part of it to the best of their ability. We have people that come to our quote-alongs that have seen the movies and so know every line and are very vocal and play along. And then we have people who have never seen the film before and it's their introduction to the movie, which is always interesting in itself. So really, it is just films that we love to quote along to, and you say them out loud, and there are props, and there's a host. I usually host with some introductory games and trivia to get everybody in the spirit. People dress up. So it's kind of, it's a very film fun night out for the family.
What's a quote along? What are some of the examples of films you've chosen?
Sure. So we've done The Princess Bride as a quote along. We're getting ready to do Dazed and Confused as a quote along, which is a great movie.
It's a real family movie.
Oh yeah. Well, they, you know, they have to vary. So we also are doing Goonies, which is a family film, and we're doing Mean Girls on October the 3rd. So you know, we have kind of try and run the spectrum.
Well, the movie producer must have to do it, right? I mean, if they're overlaying the quotes, or do you just do it straight?
We do it for quote-alongs. Typically, we just do it straight up. Most of these films, people know the lines. They don't need to have the prompting. We actually will do kind of a rehearsal in the beginning where I'll do a line before, and then they quote along to get them kind of in the rhythm. But we don't provide typically the lines on the bottom. On occasion, if it's a new film, we will do the subtitles along the bottom, but that's only on occasion.
So I guess this would separate those who, at home, want to blurt out all the lines from a movie and people who may not appreciate that, and people who, you know, want to yell and be in a theater with a bunch of people having a participatory night. What's the difference? What's going on there?
Well, I have to tell you, there's nothing like sitting in a room of 156 people singing in the dark to the Beatles. I mean, there's nothing like it. You're surrounded by people that are like-minded, who are there for the entire experience, that shared experience. I am a habitual quoter of movies at home, and I drive my daughter nuts. But when you're out there with a bunch of people who know all the same lines and you get all the same jokes, it just is an entirely different movie-going experience.
Is this what's going on, you know, that this is making movies a social event, whereas they've become sort of antisocial on some level?
No, and that's absolutely right, and that's exactly why we've been doing these programs. You know, a lot of the films that we show, because we're an independent cinema and we don't carry the commercial blockbusters, you know, the trend has been that a lot of these films are going to Netflix and to the home theater before they come to us. So we have to find ways to, because we have great films, but we have to get the audiences into realize what these films are. And so by having these other events that are titles that they recognize, they have, you know, kind of a nostalgia to them, and it brings a lot of people together. And it's always great to be in the theater when it's bustling because it makes you excited about the movies. So it definitely is a strategic step, at least for us, to have these as part of our programming.
Okay, what's your fantasy sing-along quote-along film?
Boy.
Do you have one?
Well, Princess Bride was mine. I'll be completely honest. Airplane would be great. It would be a lot of fun.
I think you get a lot of mileage out of Monty Python and the Holy
Grail.
We've
done that.
You have.
With coconuts and everything. Yeah, it was amazing.
You're using coconuts.
What?
You've got two empty halves of coconut. And you're
well, we thank you, Shelley.
Well, thank you so much for having me in.
Shelley Hudson, she's executive director of Red River Theaters in Concord. You can look up the schedule for sing-along and quote-along events, including Dirty Dancing, which is coming up on August 28th. There's a link at wordofmouthradio.org.